Okay, so we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, and text number one. Vyasa Uvacha Itasam. Okay, I'm going to do the verse first and then you can repeat. Forgive me, I'm not so good with Sanskrit, but I'm giving it a try today. Vyasa uvacha itasam prasana sampasato vipranam rama harsana pratapuja vajastasam prapatam upakrame. Please repeat. Individually. Okay, before I do the sentiment, I will chant. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, synonyms. Vyasa Uvacha. Vyasa said. Iti. Thus. Samprasana. Perfect inquiries. Samhasta. Perfectly satisfied. Vipranam. Of the sages there. Ramaharsana, the son of Ramaharsana, namely Ugrasava. Pratu Puja, after thanking them. Vacha, words. Tasam, there. Pravatam. To reply to them. Upaskrama. Thank you. attempted. Translation. Ugrasava Suta Goswami, the son of Ramaharshana, being fully satisfied by the perfect questions of the Brahmanas, thanked them and thus attempted to reply. Of my respectful obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are full of compassion for the fallen condition. So, thank you. So, purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The sages of Narayana-sharana asked Suta Goswami 6 questions, and so he is answering them one by one. Okay, so we'll go to text number 2. Now we will say this together. We can begin. A little bit louder. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Suta Goswami said, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage, Sukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyasi, leaving home without undergoing reformation by the sacred thread, or the ceremonies observed by the higher caste. His father, Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, 'O my son, indeed, only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation echoed in response to the bereaved father.'" Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The institution of Varna and Ashram prescribes many regulative duties to be observed by its followers. Such duties enjoin that a candidate willing to study the Vedas must approach a bona fide spiritual master and request acceptance as his disciple. And we're going to repeat that one. The institution of Varna and Ashram prescribes many regulative duties to be observed by its followers. Such duties enjoin that a candidate willing to study the Vedas must approach a bona fide spiritual master and request acceptance as his disciple. The sacred thread is the sign of those who are competent to study the Vedas from the Acharya, or the bona fide spiritual master. Sri Sukadeva Goswami did not undergo such preparatory ceremonies because he was a liberated soul from his very birth. Generally, a man is born as an ordinary being, and by the purificatory process, he is born for the second time. When he sees a new light and seeks direction for spiritual progress, he approaches a spiritual master for instruction in the Vedas. The spiritual master accepts only the sincere inquirer as his disciple and gives him the sacred thread. In this way, a man becomes twice born, or a devaja. After qualifying as a devaja, one may study the Vedas, and after becoming well versed in the Vedas, one becomes a vipra. A vipra, or a qualified brahmana, thus realizes the absolute and makes further progress in spiritual life until he reaches the Vaishnava stage. The Vaishnava stage is the postgraduate status of a Brahmana. A progressive Brahmana must necessarily become a Vaishnava, for a Vaishnava is a self-realized, learned Brahmana. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was a Vaishnava from the beginning. Therefore, there was no need for him to undergo all the processes of the Varnashram institution. Ultimately, the aim of Varnashram Dharma is to turn a crude man into a pure devotee of the Lord, or Vaishnava. Anyone, therefore, who becomes a Vaishnava, accepted by the first class Vaishnava, a Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava, is already considered a Brahmana, regardless of his birth or past deeds. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this principle and recognized Srila Haridas Thakur as the Acharya of the Holy Name. Although Thakur Haridas appeared in a Mohammedan family, in conclusion, Srila Sukadeva Goswami was born a Vaishnava, and therefore Brahmanism was included in him. He did not have to undergo any ceremonies. Any low-born person, be he a Karta, Huna, Andre, Palinda, Pulakasa, Adhara, Sumbaha, Yavana, Kasha, or even lower, can be delivered to the highest transcendental position by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was the spiritual master of Sri Suta Goswami, who therefore offers his respectful obeisances unto Srila Sukadeva Goswami. Before he begins his answers to the questions of the sages at Namarishwarana. Can somebody turn this fan on? I want to just read this one part of this purport again. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was born a Vaishnava, and therefore Brahmanism was included in him. He did not have to undergo any ceremonies. Any low-born person, be he a Karta, Huna, Andhra, Palandi, Pukasa, Adha, Sambaha, Yavana, Kasha, or even lower, can be delivered to the highest transcendental position by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So we all fit in that category as far as being low-born. Unfortunately, that's how it is. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we get a chance to raise ourselves to the transcendental position of being a Vaishnava. That means a lot of work. So, one of the ways, this morning I had a brief discussion with a Prabhu outside, and we were talking about who classifies a person as being a pure devotee. So, I remember an exchange I had with Girak Swami in Chicago. I was a new devotee, and so they were having a class. He was giving a class, so I sarcastically said, "How do we know when a person is a pure devotee? Where are the pure devotees?" And so, so he said he really answered in a stern way, and he got mad at me, you know. So he said, the pure devotee is somebody who is sincerely trying to please his spiritual master. There are various levels in terms of where we are in terms of various levels. But a pure devotee is someone who is seriously trying to please the spiritual master. And Krishna makes that determination and the spiritual master. So that's an internal process. Quite often, sometimes, we get into our judgmental mindset and we're saying, oh, this person is not a pure devotee, and this is, he's not, and I am, and all this kind of stuff here. And this causes divisiveness. So, because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have a chance to become pure devotees. Now, we move on to maybe the process. We'll talk about the process of taking Krishna conscious seriously. What are some of the ways that we should take Krishna conscious seriously? What are some of the ways that you take Krishna conscious seriously? Any questions? Any answers? Yes.
Follow the orders of the spiritual master. You attend the programs. Morning programs, chanturongs, class, ekracharan, service, like that, you know, and your whole life is revolved around sadhana, studying, and so forth, and whatever you're doing, you know, it's your day in the process of Krishna consciousness.
Any more, Mother?
You become a pure devotee by associating with the pure devotee, especially by hearing from him, reading his books, Srila Prabhupada's books, daily.
Yes, yes. Very important point. And also, not only reading them, but distributing them and trying to understand them by talking about them. It's very important to not just only read. We should read and talk about the Srila Prabhupada's books with other devotees, because when you talk about the books, the realizations can enter into the heart. Sometimes we have a history, and this history comes from since time immemorial, just getting into bad habits, and Prabhupada, he encouraged devotees also to write. So this is because when you write, you have a tendency to think deeper about the subject matter, and your realizations come out. And if you look at all of our acharyas and people in our line, you find that they were proficient writers, and so this is an important part of the process. Avoiding the 10 offenses and associating with devotees. And one important point behind yesterday's class, well, the statement that they were talking about, I don't want to get into it too much, but we had some discussion outside after they were talking about making Vaishnavis gurus. And so anyway, a lot of the talking points were just basically some of the talking points that you get from online Vedic philosophy and stuff like that. So anyway, the point is that we are guided internally by our spiritual master. When we are in the disciplic succession, the spiritual master, he guides you internally and externally through six gurus. So the internal guidance is very important because we won't get caught up in controversy. Controversy can completely destroy our devotional creeper because we get into this in-group, out-group, this and that. We take our guidance internally from Krishna and from our guru. And so our guru will guide. If first of all, you have to have faith. And so when you have faith, then you will connect with your spiritual master through the heart, and he will be able to guide you. This is I go through this all the time. And this is how if we read and study our acharyas and their lives, we can see that they were guided this way. Now the acharya, he transforms external situations into workable Krishna conscious preaching programs and solutions. But to avoid controversy is to get caught up in all of this controversy that's always there on the internet and this and that, is to stay plugged into your spiritual master. And like Tripakarma says, come to the programs, chant, associate with devotees, and stay plugged in to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada has enough books that you can study them. You can study for a whole lifetime, and you still won't complete the process. So, but the process is basically connecting with your guru, and you'll know when he's pleased with you. You will know it. And sometimes you cannot go by external situations, because Prabhupada says that when you're preaching, said in many room conversations, he said when you're out preaching, sometimes it disturbs the demons. So this comes with the territory. But especially in the early days, I heard stories where devotees had to be protect Prabhupada. Some devotees were attacked, things like that. So, fortunately, because of the devotees, the lawyers, and different devotees. I'll give an example. Like in St. Louis, the devotees were banned from distributing books there. And so they had to go to court, and they got that straightened out. So many different instances. And so that paved the way for people accepting the Hare Krishna as a bona fide religion. And so this is very important. I remember this was about five or six years ago, maybe longer. I was in Dallas, and the temple president had said that Nityananda Prabhu, and he was saying that they had this 600 Christian organizations had officially accepted the Hare Krishna movement as a bona fide religion. And I was thinking now it's like, okay, well, the Vedic scriptures is the basis of all the scriptures in the world, so they're just now accepting the Vedic scriptures. But anyway, so so taking Krishna consciousness serious, and we want to be able to carry out the order of our spiritual master. Now, due to my wife's mercy, she always buys a lot of books. She reads them, and I read them, and Ragadasi. And she bought this book, Namacharya, The Life of Srila Haridasa Thakur. So since Srila Haridas Thakur was mentioned in the purport, and he's always a good person to plug into, a personality, and very important, when we read these books, these great acharyas' books, we can invoke their blessings. If we have bad japa, if we're serious about our connection to Srila Prabhupada and these great acharyas, they can help you, guide you internally to do good japa instead of talking, doing japa. So come here to chant. Don't talk during japa. Try to minimize it. This is very important. And I'm going to read this. This is about 4 minutes. But I'm going to read this. And this is from the Namacharya, The Life of Srila Haridas Thakur. Now, this particular part of it is, okay, we all know that Haridas Thakur, he was a prostitute, came to him trying to tempt him to make him fall down. So we know about that one. And he made a disciple out of her. So there was another personality. And now this particular personality was Maya Devi herself. Maya Devi. She comes to Haridas Thakur as a prostitute. So I shall read. And this is coming from Maya Devi is speaking now. Okay, so let me give you a little backdrop, and then we'll get to what Maya Devi said. So she came to Haridas Thakur to tempt him. And so, of course, Haridas Thakur said, I will fulfill your wishes after I finish my vow of chanting my round. Excuse me. So she says, okay. So Haridas Thakur is chanting. And so and then she comes to the conclusion that and this is my day, keep in mind this is my day. She comes to the conclusion that he's tricking me. So anyway, I'm gonna read what she said. The woman then admitted, I am the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I came here to test you. I previously captivated the mind of even Brahma, not to speak of others. And keep in mind, Lord Brahma is Haridas was incarnation of Lord Brahma, Brahma incarnation of Lord of Haridas. My dear soul, sir, you are the foremost devotee. Simply seeing you and hearing you chant the holy name of Krishna has purified my consciousness. Now I want to chant the holy name of the Lord. Please be kind to me by instructing me about the ecstasy of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. She goes on. There is now a flood of eternal nectar of love of Godhead due to the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. All living entities are floating in that flood. The entire world is now thankful to the Lord. Anyone that does not float in this induration is most condemned. Such a person cannot be delivered for millions of kalpas. Now, you know, after reading that, I felt some pity and sorry for the conditioned souls. Because just remember, the Krishna, Lord Chaitanya came here 500 years ago. This is a very, very, very special time. And he came here 500 years ago. And so we got the opportunity through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada to get the holy name through the disciplic succession. It is our duty. It is our duty to give it to other people. We have to go out on Sankirtan. We have to go out and on Harinam and give it to other people. This is how you will make advancement. Giving it to other people. Because just think, these people, and we see them all the time out here, they're engaged in so many silly activities. And Prabhupada said on several occasions, he said the only innocent people are babies. So you run into people sometime, well, I don't believe that. I don't believe what you're saying. About eating meat and things like that. So we say, so what? If you don't believe it, it's true. So take up this process. And Krishna, a sincere person, comes to Krishna and he will take this in his heart or her heart. Krishna will send you, when you go out on book distribution, Krishna will send you some sincere people, some maybe not. But in my experience as a book distributor, Krishna sends people to you. And for example, like when I'm doing my Harinam, I run into people from Krishna House. I mean, from devotees who've been to Krishna House at the university. And they're saying one gentleman got in the car the other day, and he was telling me, yes, I ate Krishna lunch. Because, you know, when I get in my car, I have, it's like the spiritual world, I have scents and books all over and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra going. So it's just like literally getting into the spiritual world. So anyway, the guy gets in and he says, I went to Krishna House and took prasadam. Well, he didn't say prasadam, but I went to Krishna House and I had lunch there. So I said, wonderful. And I was thinking in my mind, I said, wow, this guy, Krishna is sending this person. And so I asked him, I said, did you get a book? He said, no, I didn't get a book. So I said, well, you got one right over there. And I have a variety of different books for people. But it's very important. Don't be when you're doing a book distribution, don't get caught up in the result of it. In terms of if they have money, if they don't have money. When you're distributing books, you can sense a person's receptiveness. And if, for example, if you're smart, you have a credit card swiper or something like that. But don't be stingy with the books. You know, just give it to them. You know? And that starts their spiritual life. And I remember in my own experience, that's how I came to Krishna consciousness. I just get it in a book. And so going back to what we're saying here, this is how you can save a person from hell. 99% of these people are going to hell. So we have compassion because Prabhupada had compassion on us. We have compassion on the living entities and we distribute the books. We do the deity service. You live your life following the principles. It can be difficult sometimes, but we persevere on. Like in the case of Haridas Thakura, he was tempted by Maya herself. So I'm going to read on here. Formerly I received the holy name of Lord Ram from Lord Shiva, but now due to your association, I'm greatly eager to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. The holy name of Lord Ram certainly gives one liberation, but the holy name of Krishna transports one to the other side of the ocean of nations and at last gives one ecstatic love of Krishna. Please give me the holy name of Krishna and thus make me fortunate so that I also may float in the flood of love of Godhead inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maya, the illusionary energy of the Lord, then worshiped the feet of Haridas Thakur, and he gave her initiation by requesting her to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. After receiving this benediction, Maya left with great pleasure. And that's amazing. Maya is a devotee of the Lord. So we keep that in mind when we go through difficulties. When difficulties, as long as we're in this material world, even if we're liberated, there's going to be situations that's going to come up, and we're going to have to process it. And quite often, this is how some of these controversies came up in the past, was devotees, when Prabhupada left the planet, they were more into the Prabhupada's personal association rather than following his instructions. So a lot of controversy ensued, and it divided. But people who were serious about connecting with their spiritual master would never leave Prabhupada and will always stay in his grace. So keep in mind that the Maya is the energy of Krishna, and she's a devotee. She's tough, but she's a devotee. So we want to stay away from Maya. And we can transform difficulties into opportunities. This is what we can do. Because we are Prabhupada said, we turn hippies to happies. So when we get into a difficult situation, just remember that. Because sometimes people think, they're looking for peace. And the only peace that you're going to get in this material world is the peace from your internal connection with your spiritual master. And keep in mind, Prabhupada went through so many difficulties for us. So many difficulties. And so sometimes we're going to have to go through difficulties too. This is how it is. But if we take the orders of the spiritual master on our head and we fulfill the mission of Lord Chaitanya, which is to spread Krishna consciousness in every town and village. And I ran into a gentleman the other day. As soon as he gets in the car, he starts speaking about Krishna and asking me about the philosophy and everything. So I give him I think he had a 20-minute ride, so I give him a 20-minute version of Krishna consciousness. So I was happy to say that we have temples all over the world, practically in every city, every country. And I remember reading a while back that there's actually some temples, some devotees on the North Pole. And you can Google that, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the devotees everywhere. And I remember Indra Druma Swami was, this was on his diary, and traveling diary, and he was saying that he was in Africa, because he does a lot of preaching in Africa. So he went to Africa, and he had he went in a remote village, and he was a white body person, so he had it's very dangerous going to certain sections of Africa if you're a white body person. So anyway, he went there, and he had some of his disciples. So he went to a remote. He said it was like going through all kind of jungle and all of this, and then all of a sudden, a clearing came up, and a man had a house. He was a devotee, and a picture of he had a big jogging off sign, and all this, you know, and he invited Maharaj in, and Maharaj was amazed, you know. He said, "Wow." He was amazed. He came in, invited him for Sodom and everything. And Krishna sent him a pure devotee. So I was happy to tell the gentleman. I said, "Well, we have temples all over the world, you know, everywhere. I think I may not be. I don't know about China, but and I don't think Egypt either. But I remember a while back, when I was in Chicago, I ran into a Indian businessman, and he was telling me that, maybe I shouldn't say this online, so I won't tell you. But anyway, so we don't want to hinder preaching. So the important thing is to follow the order of the spiritual master. And this first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the backdrop for the whole Bhagavatam. So we should take the time to read and study the Bhagavatam every single day. Come to the programs if you can, and when you come here, try to be fit in with the programs, chant attentively, and that's what we do. One last thing, then I'll take questions and comments. Halloween is Prabhupada's disappearance. So me and Pani Bhushan, we are organizing a Harinam. So we're going to be leaving here probably right after the feast. So we can, anybody who's interested, I'm going to put a flyer up, so if you want to sign up. We're encouraging Madanga players and everything else. Tribhukarma has already said he's coming, so we'll be waiting on him. And so anyway, so we'll be leaving right after Prabhupada's after the feast on Thursday, Prabhupada's disappearance. So and I'll put the flyer up and sign up, and we can be ready to roll, go to Gainesville. So anyway, are there any questions and comments? Yes.
I just wanted to thank you for a nice class, and yeah, it's very enlivening to hear of your preaching while you're doing your job. It sounds like a very blissful situation.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you said that, not because you're glorifying me, because it's all due to Prabhupada's mercy. The thing, and I wanted to speak about this. This was in my notes, and I got a little carried away with some other stuff. But anyway, the desires is very important. Desires of devotees. When we have a desire to please your spiritual master, Krishna will make arrangements to facilitate that desire if it's in line with what Lord Chaitanya wants, what the spiritual master wants. So just simply have a desire. We shouldn't have a desire to collect more than necessary. It's not, because if it can backfire on you, then you end up worshiping Lakshmi. So we want to distribute the mercy, have our desires, and when we worship Tulsi, Haridas Thakur told his disciples, he had them in a hut, and they had Tulsi Devi, and they chanted all day long. So why did they do that? Because he wanted to transform their material desires to Krishna conscious desire. Okay, go ahead, Mother. Okay. Any more comments?
So, our Harinam has been going on for quite a while, but it's been really lowly attended, just a few devotees. You know, I'm thinking like the preaching center is nearby, if something can work out with them to get, you know, the devotees there, and even some of the leaders can go, you know. Like we get the leaders there, they might encourage the other devotees. Like Kalakanta, Shesha, you know, whoever, you know.
One thing is my experience with Harinam is if you have a desire to go, you just go, and there'll be devotees there. Like for example, when Pani Bhushan was talking to me about this. And we were talking about it yesterday. So I was thinking, even the invocation, but he's out of town now. But Nagaraj announced that we're going to have it today at 5 o'clock. So if you show up, it's going to be somebody there. And if it's not somebody there, then you make sure you have some flyers. And this has happened before. I remember one time I got some miscommunications or something. I showed up. Didn't know, wasn't nobody there. They decided they didn't want to come that day. So I was there, so I had some flyers, and I stayed there for about an hour just passing out flyers and everything. So the whole point is just come yourself. And I see the point that you're saying, but, you know, a lot of sometimes, and I don't make excuses for people, but sometimes the leaders are their administrative people, they're coordinating and...
The point is to try to increase, you know, the group, you know, get it bigger and more in twos. Well, so they have two, three devotees struggling.
Yeah, well, it's how you organize it. It's all, okay, I'm going to make a flyer up. I'll put it out. I should have it up there by this weekend or something. And then people sign up. They're always announcing... but people have to be motivated to come because this is the outreach of everybody has a role in this kind. So you got to have administrators, you got to have the pujaris, and the most I would say outreach is very, very important. That's on a higher level of Krishna consciousness actually. When you go out to distribute the mercy to other people, because you get so much mercy yourself. When a person just gets a hold of a book or hears that name, even if they don't, you know, they just make a funny face or whatever. If they just hear it, it is so powerful that you started their spiritual life. So, you know, we just try to do the best we can, and but anyway, so I'll see you on Halloween, Chupacan. Yeah, go ahead, Mother.
I decided to share. After I lived in India, I returned to Memphis, right? And I remember being on the bank of the Ganges. I got to live in Ram and Lakshman Jewel on the Ganges. It was awesome. I said, oh, Krishna, I'm going to Memphis. Help me. And sure enough, he provided. My brother took me to his best friend's house for, you know, after the holidays, Christmas, New Year's. And this young man came in, and he said, he saw my tulsi on my neck. He said, are you a Hare Krishna? I said, yes. He said, oh, I have a very good friend who's just come back here. She's from Brooklyn. She's a Hare Krishna, Matasachi. And so that was the beginning. And then now they have a temple in Little Rock. They're doing Ratha Yatra. All this wonderful stuff just started happening. So yes, devotees are everywhere.
And that brings to mind, I'll end with this statement here. We were, this is when I was living up north, and it was like five or six of us devotees. We were going to a program and I think it was New Vrindavan, and we was in the car, and the women were in the back, and the men were in the front. It was about three women and two guys to drive. So anyway, I believe I was driving. So we went to, we just stopped at a gas station. I mean, just stopped at a random gas station to get gas. So, you know, we go in there and give people books and everything. And this gas station was nowhere near a temple. And this young guy, he says, you know, I went to the Hare Krishna temple, and I never came back. I moved and all this. And he says, I'm so glad to see you guys. And I was thinking, Krishna, this is Krishna's arrangement. I mean, you know, out of this nowhere, we show up, yes. And this guy, and he says, I'm going to go back to start going back to the temple again. I hope he did. We gave him a book. And in the back of these books, quite a few of them, this one here especially, and the majority of Prabhupada's books, there's the addresses to the centers and things like that. So, yeah.
I wanted to share one other thing about the books in the airports in Memphis. They were favorable. I mean, I couldn't believe the response I got when I came back from India. I had my sari on, how pious and the energy, how good it was in Memphis. It's a pretty good, pious city. And my brother used to work security at the airport in Memphis, and he told me something. I come from pretty good people. He said he remembered the Hare Krishnas. He had great respect. And he said, I would find their books in the garbage and take them out of the garbage. And I thought, how much mercy he got for that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Sriman Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki.